Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Lori Shemek is a leading fat cell researcher, health expert, award-winning author, and nutritionist, and she joins us now to talk about something we're doing more than ever now, buying frozen foods. Lori, good morning. How you doing, Doctor?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm trying to stay healthy along with everybody else.
Yeah.
And we saw this story about frozen meals being the new comfort food during this pandemic. And what was the number here? 70% of Americans are buying more frozen food since March. So do a lot of those foods bother you because of the hidden sugar and salt? Is that the problem?
Yes. When people are buying so much food, typically what they're buying now is really unhealthy food, right? It's comfort food. It's soothing. People are using food as a coping mechanism because when we're confronted with stress, even mild stressors, we tend to turn to food for that comfort. And, you know, the world's a bit of a scary place right now, and home is very comforting. And we get all of our needs met there. You know, we have our entertainment, we have our food, and that includes frozen foods. So research shows also that the larger your freezer, the more food you're going to buy. So people are kind of they're hoarding, if you will, frozen food. And unfortunately, a lot of this frozen food is very unhealthy. So you look at the types of foods people are buying. For example, pot pie. We all know which pot pie I'm talking about. Has over 100 grams of fat per serving, right? So that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. We want to really stay away from unhealthy foods. They're convenient, yes, but even if they're frozen, they're still highly processed, refined foods. And buying this type of frozen food should not become a habit. It adversely affects our health. So frozen foods can contain unhealthy fat that is very inflammatory. Fats such as hydrogenated palm oil, canola oil, which many people believe are healthy and it is not, preservatives, starch, corn syrup, sugar, and there's a lot of sugar, so you have to be very careful about the foods you're looking at, which means you're going to have to read the labels. And it's important for people to know that sugar is creating inflammation. Refined white flour, for example, is metabolized like sugar, creating inflammation. This depresses the immune system. It's a risk factor. If you're overweight, you have diabetes, you're obese, high blood pressure, etc., this is depressing your immune system even further. So it's very important to stay away from these foods, and particularly the excess calories in them. But there are good, healthy ones people can choose.
Yeah, I want to get to that. I mean, the attraction here with these frozen foods, long shelf life, people are stocking up, and we're looking for comfort food. So, for example, mac and cheese, all right? Is there a healthy mac and cheese that's in the frozen section?
No.
There isn't?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but no. It is because it's made with refined white flour. And it's metabolized just like sugar, okay, that white pasta is. And so, again, it's depressing your immune system. It's very challenging, especially during a time such as what our country is going through, to make aware choices, if you will. Be very conscious of your choices, but we must do that. because in order for us to protect ourselves and to boost our immune system, we have to be very conscious of our choices. So unfortunately, a lot of these comfort foods provide relief, but just for a little bit, right? They bump up serotonin, which I call the happy transmitter, makes you feel good just for a little bit, and then the blood sugar rises, and then it crashes, okay? And that's when you become depressed, more anxious, tired, fatigued. Again, the immune system is depressed. And, you know, with these emotional states, people are more likely to eat comfort foods when they're unhappy. They binge eat or they graze all day. And we also tend to crave food higher in fat and sugar when we're stressed, in part because our body requires more energy at this time to function. So simple carbohydrates like sugar and white flour are the fastest way to get that big hit. And unfortunately, this emotional eating can lead to regret. People feel guilty about the foods they're eating. They have physical discomfort and, of course, the famous weight gain, the COVID-15, right?
Yeah, we're calling it the COVID-19, actually, now.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, it's getting higher. But unfortunately, these original stressors, such as COVID, still remain. So it's, you know, that's why we need to become aware of triggers. And it's very important that we keep the triggers out of the house. Keep that junk food out of the house, because if it's in there, you're going to eat it for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then you want to absolutely schedule your meals. You want to make sure that you have a routine, because when you get off of that routine, that's when you're vulnerable.
So what are, Doctor, the healthy choices? You know, we see some labels, in fact, as a company called Healthy Choice. Are those the good ones?
Well, they're made with a lot of chemicals, and each healthy choice, there aren't enough calories in there. And people are left hungry, and they're trying to figure out why they still want food after eating one of these. So you cannot sustain really healthfully on those types of foods. And so there are healthy foods you can choose, and those are the frozen berries, for example. The blueberries, strawberries, blackberries are very good for you. The vegetables, very good for you, right? If you look at the label of any frozen food and you see more than one, two, or three ingredients, don't get it, because that means it's a processed food. So, you know, and also with sugar, if you look at the added sugars box, if it says zero added sugar, even if it has 1 gram, put it back. If it has zero, you're good to go. And, you know, the vegetables, the berries, for example, are feeding the healthy gut bugs. They need this type of fiber in order to thrive and survive. 90% of your immune system resides within your gut. And then there's seafood. So omega-3 is very important in reversing inflammation in the body. So again, those underlying health conditions I was referring to earlier are all inflammation based. We want to tamp down on as much inflammation in our body right now and always as we can. And we do that with omega-3, which reverses the inflammation, and we repair the damage done with the polyphenols and antioxidants from fruits and veggies. Right. And these are safe go-tos.
Don't listen to us in an hour when we talk to the owner of one of the popular hot dog stands around Chicago.
Uh-oh.
But we appreciate the advice on frozen foods from Dr. Lori Shemek. Thanks, Doctor.
You're very welcome. Thank you.